The piece you are about to hear, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, offers observations, descriptions, and experiences of silence. The voices are drawn from a number of ongoing interviews in Art and Purpose's Speaking of Silence project.
You know, I mean, I think that everybody has probably experienced discomfort with silence.
I hate uncomfortable pauses in conversation. It's devastating.
I tend to be an icebreaker. I tend to seek out uncomfortable moments, and I probably would break it with a joke.
When I drink coffee and wine, I speak a lot more. And sometimes I say stupid things. Everybody does.
Sometimes we just don't know how to shut up. And the more we talk, the worse the thing get.
Well, sometimes I speak out at the wrong times and places, and it's inappropriate. Inappropriate is a word I've heard back in school when someone spoke up and said something at the wrong time and place.
There are expectations for how to interact, when to talk and when not to talk. Probably do allow myself to be censored more than I want to be.
Yeah, every day I see people that feel like they can't be heard.
What really infuriates me is when I can't talk about what I want to talk about. They don't want to hear what I have to say. When it gets deep and philosophical.
Life will beat you up, especially when people know that you're sincere, you know, you're not afraid to talk about the things that people don't talk about, the things that we need to talk about.
When a woman or a man scream at their kid in public and they're so abusive, I want to say something, but I'm afraid to.
But why aren't more people doing anything or saying anything? You know, do we feel like there are just journalists out there and other people who are the experts who have all the information, and so we can't really talk from a place of knowledge, and therefore we shouldn't say anything?
I use silence every day, all the time, in my work. It's amazing when you're working with anybody in a therapist's office, when you watch what happens non-verbally when they talk or don't talk.
I didn't say anything to him. I just kept on giving him mean looks, and I wouldn't talk to him.
All this non-verbal stuff happens when people aren't speaking, and all this communication happens when people aren't speaking.
And try to make as little contact as possible through words.
They will never even talk to one another.
So what I do is shake hands.
Tugging shirts.
Smile.
Moving caps.
Bow.
Positioning hands and fingers.
Do some curtsies.
And all of us are language. And nobody misses a beat.
A silent person is a dominant person to me.
Sometimes when you're around someone who's quiet, it's a very different quality of quiet because there's some resentment. Some power somewhere in there. You get the sense that the quietness is a withholding rather than a sharing.
It's a terrible thing that some people have that power over me that I just won't speak my mind.
And that's actually when silence is used in a negative way. When somebody gives up and they just say nothing, they just don't respond. I mean, I have tons of patients who I see who use the silent treatment in order to punish their partner or their child. What you're communicating is not that you're mad about what happened, but that nothing that they have to say has any value to you. And that's a horrible message to be communicating with your silence.
Silence is a very, very dangerous thing. It can build or break a relationship, and you have to balance it out.
When you're silent, there's just so much that's not said. You know, I mean, who the hell knows what you're feeling, what you're thinking?
Sometimes you have to reach out. I mean, people can ask and ask and ask and ask, but if you don't tell them, they still won't know.
Simon and Garfunkel's song, Sound of Silence, it's about being afraid to reach out to people that you don't know. There's a wall between you and the stranger, and you never get around to saying hello.
It sort of isolates you from other people that might be right there, and you might kind of sacrifice these opportunities for, you know, spontaneous conversation.
The conscious decision to be silent one is able to get what they want out of the silence, but also a lot of other surprises come.
Because it could change your entire life if you make a connection with somebody that you don't know. It can make a friend, it can change the course of your tapestry. And when you're silent and you miss that opportunity, you might be missing out on something good. Because that's what Sound of Silence is all about. Hello, darkness, my old friend.